to start off, could you help us understand what is spectroscopy exactly?
So spectroscopy is a technique where we split the light coming from stars or galaxies or really anything that shines light into its constituent colors, and that shows us a rainbow. So when we see a rainbow in the sky on Earth, that's the white light from the sun, which looks white because it's all the colors combined, split into a rainbow when it passes through water. We've actually been doing this for like 100 years at least now, but we've gotten better at doing it.
Mm. How is it utilized by astronomers?
So one of the ways we can do it, so if we just take the example of the sun, like if you look at a rainbow in the sky, but you had it like a magnifying glass, you could really zoom in on it, you'd see that some colors are actually missing and some colors are brighter than other colors. So the missing colors would appear as like black lines, maybe. You're not actually getting much light there. And the reason for that is that the gases in the sun are absorbing those colors. And they have every kind of gas, every atom, has a unique fingerprint of color that it absorbs. So if you know what this fingerprint is, you can look at the light from any star in the sky and figure out what it's made of.
Mm. And what are these like different makeups? What kind of implications do they have sort of for understanding our place in the greater universe, I suppose you might say, in understanding what we're looking at there in the night sky?
It's a good question. So you may have heard the phrase before, we are made of star stuff. And that's because when stars go, as they age and as they die, the very biggest of them will die in explosions called supernova. And when they die, those stars make a whole bunch of heavy elements and throw them out into the universe, from which new generations of stars can be born. So when the Big Bang happened, the very first, after everything cooled enough and the very first stars formed, those stars were only made of hydrogen, a bit of helium, and a tiny bit of lithium. Nothing else. There was no iron, no carbon, no nitrogen at that point in time. And so if we look at a star and we see that it, say, doesn't have very much iron, that could mean that that star is probably very old, or it formed somewhere very interesting in the galaxy.
How do you personally use spectroscopy in your research?
So I've recently been using the second biggest optical telescope in Australia at Siding Spring Observatory. It's about right in the middle of New South Wales, really dark skies, really fantastic. And this telescope has a mirror that's about 2.3 meters across, like much bigger than your bathroom mirror. And what I do, I've been looking at stars that are cooler in temperature and redder in color. So these are red dwarf stars that are relatively nearby the sun, and getting what we call a spectrum of these stars. And these stars, thanks to NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey satellite, we know that they have planets around them. And so what I've been doing is getting a spectrum of all these stars and figuring out what the properties of the stars are like. So the temperature of the star, what the star is made of, and like how big the star is. And from that, I can figure out the properties or better understand any of the planets that are around them.
Hmm. Extraordinary. And just how many are we actually sort of talking about? If we're looking across the night sky, obviously we're looking at sort of millions of stars out there in the universe. Like, how many are we actually mapping at the moment?
Well, I mean, so me personally, I've looked at about 90 of these stars that actually have planets. But so our galaxy has something like, we'll just say 300 billion stars, and a billion has 9 zeros. So take the number 300 and put an additional 9 after it. And that's just our galaxy. There's lots of astronomy surveys that are using telescopes all over the world to, you know, get spectra at varying levels of detail at different types of color for stars in the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere, for old stars, for young stars. It kind of depends on what your interests are, but we're doing a really good job of, you know, mapping the Milky Way and understanding its history and how it formed.
Are there any other applications or implications of this technology we should be thinking about?
I mean, there's lots you can do in astronomy with it. So you can figure out, you know, as I mentioned, stars, but looking much further afield outside our own galaxy, you know, other galaxies are made of stars. So if we look at a spectrum from another galaxy, it's actually the combined spectra of, you know, the billions of stars that make it up. We can look at a gas cloud and figure out what that gas cloud is doing. And even we can study planets directly, like in our own solar system, using this technique. It's really got quite a lot of applications, and it really gives us an understanding of how our, you know, how our universe actually works.
It is fascinating stuff. Adam, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on.